This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton has been calling out China for its response to this outbreak, suggesting the virus may have come from China's biological warfare program. The Chinese ambassador to the United States responded this: "It's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this will create panic. Another thing, that it will offend up of racial discrimination, xenophobia, all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus." Of course, there are all kinds of speculation and rumors. So far, at least 69,000 people have been infected with coronavirus. Over 1,600 have died.
Maria, the situation is very grave, in part because, as you say, China was lying from the beginning and they're still lying today, and also because there are so many unknowns about this virus. For example, how many people one person can infect once they have the virus, the extent to which it's contagious before one is symptomatic. Maria, they have more than 70 million people now under quarantine, and you've probably seen the videos online from social media sites, as have I, of the Chinese Communist Party's police beating people who they think might have coronavirus or trying to keep them locked inside of their apartments or quarantining them in large hospitals or what have you. They have not been transparent at all, and they need to be. This virus did not originate in the Wuhan animal market. Epidemiologists who are widely respected from China, who have published or studied in the international journal The Lancet, have demonstrated that several of the original cases did not have any contact with that food market. The virus went into that food market before it came out of that food market. So we don't know where it originated, but we do know that we have to get to the bottom of that. We also know that just a few miles away from that food market is China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that researches human infectious diseases. We have such laboratories ourselves in the United States, run by our military, in large part done for preventative purposes. We're trying to discover vaccines or to protect our own soldiers. China is obviously very secretive about what happens at the Wuhan laboratory, but China continues to block our ability to ask those questions and get that evidence. Well, the burden of proof right now is on the Chinese Communist Party and the ambassador of China and his fellow communists. They have lied consistently about this virus from the beginning, so we should not take their word at face value. And no, we don't want to have a public panic, but we do want to err on the side of caution when so much is unknown, and that is consistently what China has not done. By consistently lying to its own people and to the world, they have created a situation where we have not been able to take the preventative measures that we might have, and we have not been able to err on the side of caution. We went from a situation where they were reporting only a couple hundred more cases, or maybe 1,000 more cases a day, to almost 14,000 cases in a single day. That wasn't the result of any scientific discovery. That was a political decision to finally reveal what they knew to be true, yet they are still covering up, in all likelihood, the number of cases and deaths from coronavirus inside of China.
It is Monday, February 17th, the year is 2020. We're 259 days out from the historic election. And I wanted to kick the transmission off today with Senator Cotton, as you just heard, on Fox News, laying out the fact that all the evidence points towards this virus being man-made, and the communist Chinese have been putting out false numbers on the number of infected and the number of people that have died. There's some excellent boil downs that lay all this down up on Infowars.com. China's coronavirus numbers don't add up, and the White House doesn't believe them. We're going to be breaking all of this down when we come back on the other side. That is a report out of Zero Hedge. And, of course, we just played a clip of this. Senator Cotton, China refusing to hand over evidence about Wuhan Biolab. We know they're using this as a giant police state crackdown in China. And now they're saying it's going to mutate like the flu every year and basically be here forever. And Bill Gates is saying it could kill 10 million alone in Africa. More and more, it looks like this wasn't just an escaped bioweapon that was being developed for a vaccine. but that it's part of a larger globalist move against the nation state, a global government, to answer the crisis of a global pandemic. We're going to lay it all out on the other side. Please spread the word. You are the modern Paul Revere's.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the super blue toothpaste and the super silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The super blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Today with Owen Schroyer, Max Kaiser, and so much more. But I wanted to come to you at the very beginning of the broadcast and just point out that we've done the research, we've done the background investigations, we've interviewed the top experts like Dr. Francis Boyle that authored the U.S. bio weapons law that became the global treaty. We have had so many of the top journalists on that have major contacts in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. And we have really successfully chronicled what's really happening with this virus and the fact that it's man-made. InfoWars has yet again been the very vanguard and the tip of the spear. Now, that's really not been that hard. The establishment media has known what's going on from the beginning as well. They have just been involved in an active cover-up. So before I get to the latest breaking information, I want to play a clip from the end of last night's Sunday broadcast, in the last 10 minutes or so, when I had Mike Adams on, because I came out of break and I said, look, the evidence is mounting, the preparation, the pre-programming, the global scripting, governments working in unison other than the U.S., shows me that this is a man-made bioweapon, as we already know, that has been purposefully released. And then Mike Adams revealed to me on air, and to you on air, that he was about to come out today on Monday with just that assessment. We've tried to be very, very conservative about this, tried to not scare people, but the evidence is mounting. This is extremely serious. So here's a few minutes from that interview. The full interview is posted at band.video with Mike Adams of naturalnews.com last night. I've studied it. I've looked at it every angle. Mike's held back a lot and says, well, clearly it's released and they're using it as a power grab, but it looks like it escaped. You know what? I don't think it escaped. I think they released it. Now, that's speculation. I'm not saying Mike's wrong. Either way, you've got all these governments agreeing with each other, and they're getting a vaccine, but, oh, you got to wait 18 months. Oh, they're going to hurry it up and have it next year. This is bad, and it pisses me off, and that's where I stand on this. Mike Adams, what do you think?
I agree with you now. My assessment has changed in the last week. I believe this was also a deliberate release. That's interesting. Just said that. I believe that it was introduced possibly by an agent working in that virology lab in Wuhan, but it was...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Now the scientist reportedly stole it from Canada is dead.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people are getting killed. I'm sorry. There's just so many angles here.
No, exactly. Well, look, this achieves all of the top goals of the globalists. Think about this. I don't think anybody's put all these pieces together. It's not just depopulation, but every government in the world is about to go broke from debt spending. They need a scapegoat. Sure, it would be great to blame a virus for the economic collapse that's about to happen everywhere because of the global debt pyramid that Max Kaiser was just talking about an hour ago, by the way, and he's correct on all that. Also, think about this. What's driving governments broke? Entitlement programs to retired people who no longer pay taxes but have huge costs to the governments in terms of Medicare and Social Security pensions. If they could come up with a way to kill off mostly elderly people, wow, that would sure save governments of the world, including America, Canada, the UK, China, everywhere, billions, I mean hundreds of billions, maybe trillions of dollars over a few years. What an amazing coincidence that this is happening. And they get to roll out a medical martial law police state, and they get to censor people who are anti-vaccine, saying that you're responsible for causing all these deaths because you didn't promote the vaccine. I mean, think about all that this accomplishes. This is sort of a globalist dream come true. It hits on all these notes. And that's why I think this is no longer a coincidence. I don't think it's an accident anymore. I think it was engineered, and it's made to look like an accident.
Now, that was last night. Today, the White House made statements. Barron's put out reports. Other scientific institutions came out and said, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this virus is mutating. It's getting worse. You catch it once, and then you catch it again. It will cause massive heart attacks. It will cause people just to collapse in the street, as we've been seeing. There's an excellent Zero Hedge article posted on Infowars.com that everybody should go read. China's coronavirus numbers don't add up, and the White House doesn't believe them. And then it walks through the numbers of what China previously claimed 2 months ago and a month ago, and how clearly they were lying about it, and how clearly it is much worse. And Barron's notes that China's coronavirus numbers are too perfect to mean much when you then look at the current models that they are putting out. But that really doesn't surprise anybody that the communist Chinese are very, very famous for putting out the most ridiculous BS the planet has ever seen. Again, I covered this in the first segment, but you should go watch the whole 9-minute interview. It's on Infowars.com. A Paul Joseph Watson article. Senator Cotton, China refusing to hand over evidence about Wuhan Biolab that was just a few hundred yards away from the supposed food market where this broke out. But there's been no evidence that it did break out in this food market. Clearly, we've never seen a response by governments around the world like this. Clearly, the virus is extremely communicable, spreads very, very easily. And now we're seeing deaths in Europe, deaths in Africa, deaths in other areas. Any way you slice it, this virus is a big deal because it is being used as a police state communist crackdown in China. It's being used to basically give China cover to invade and take over Taiwan, who's been winning their dispute with the communist Chinese. And most importantly, it gives cover, as Mike Adams and I were just talking about earlier from last night's show, to the fact that there's a global Ponzi scheme of fiat currency, and that the globalists see the solution to stopping that Ponzi scheme collapsing is to have a giant war or a giant bioweapons release that they can claim is natural, or say it's terrorist released, that will kill hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people, and then be a reset for the collapsing economy so governments don't get blamed and governments can use the smokescreen of the crisis to expand their control and legitimize their control. So this is a major authoritarian move. This is the globalist answer to the global awakening of the nation states, to their plan. And it's clear that this has been cooked up by the UN and Bill and Melinda Gates, who've patented the virus, and many others. That's who benefits, that's who has the history of doing this, and that's whose fingerprints are all over it yet again. I would encourage listeners to understand that they'll also use this pandemic as it expands, they say, for several years, to crack down on independent press, and that you see the communist Chinese cracking down on press and our own media praising that here because they want to be able to shut down their competition as well and only have one voice. And that's why InfoWars staying on the air is so critical. So I have a symbiotic suggestion to all of you to get products you need that make your life better and that make you safer and that fund the voice of freedom and other voices of freedom that we have on this broadcast. So we did sell out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nano silver that's documented to take out the SARS virus and the family of corona. We still have the 3-ounce and we still have the 1-ounce at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your purchase funds this operation. We also have the high-quality storable food, but I have to tell you, they've extended it out to 10 to 14 days for delivery. They have the food, but they have to package it and then get it to you. And the orders aren't going down, they're going up. So that time may increase soon, like it already has. I suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com and lock in your order for 4 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, a year. They have wide ranges of high-quality food. They have specialty diets. The packaging is amazing. Sealed inside bags inside the plastic tote containers that are sealed, that you have to actually physically break a major seal on. And that also funds our operation while you get storable food that lasts 25 years or more and is very nutritious and good for your family, a 360 win. But you need to take action now because the globalists are losing, but they're going to try to trigger economic collapse, race riots, and obviously use plagues for control. So get your storable food now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com and other great products like the Nano Silver toothpaste and the Immune Gargle at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a bunch of news that I'm going to get through in the next hour of this transmission. And then we're going to have great guests on, including Jeff Nyquist, who is an expert on the coronavirus, to give us some updates on that and to break down some of the most recent news. But as I've got all these different stacks of news, we're going to cover political news, updates on the Democrat race, updates on the deep state being investigated or getting away with the crimes, update on what President Trump is up to and what he was up to over the weekend, cultural news, what the left is doing to society, the Me Too movement in an epic fail, ignoring the Harvey Weinstein case now that it's no longer politically advantageous for them. And then this other set of news over here, which is what the left and the Democrats are getting away with, destroying our cities, destroying our democracy, destroying our justice system. But I was thinking about this as kind of an intro to getting into all of this news here. You see, President Trump needs to give a major victory to his supporters, a real victory. Now, what am I talking about? You're sitting at home or in your car at work and you're saying, well, what are you talking about, Owen? Trump's already given us a ton of major victories. Sure, in the game of kicking political footballs back and forth. Because we can still sit here and debate the economy, and the Democrats and the left are still going to say, oh, this is Obama's economy, regardless of whatever the facts are. That doesn't matter. That's not a total victory because they're still going to make their claims. The same thing goes with all the investigations of Trump and the indictments and everything and the arrests of all the Trump associates. And then McCabe gets away and all these other people get away and still nothing really of the Obama administration. Now, again, we'll have to be patient and see what happens. But if Trump is in office for 4 and/or 8 years and there's no arrests made from at least the spying scandal under the Obama administration, but it should go well beyond that into the Clinton State Department and beyond, quite frankly, their involvement with the Epstein sex trafficking. But here's why it's so important for President Trump to really deliver a total victory to America and why we're kind of in the balance right now, quite frankly, with Attorney General Barr. Some things I see and hear from him have me extremely discouraged. Other things I see and hear from him have me encouraged. But this is what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. As far as the economy or all these other things are concerned, that will all come down to Election Day when Americans vote. Because you've got Barack Obama, who's kept his mouth pretty much shut, by the way, during all of this, saying how, thanks to him, 11 years ago, the economy is booming. And you have every single one of the minions of the Democrat Party out there believing it. And so what am I saying? What is the victory Trump needs to deliver? What is the victory that will be a true victory where there can be no debate, there can be no commentary, it's just victory? Some people cry in the defeat, other people rejoice in the win. What is that? It is the indictment of the Obama administration officials, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and yes, Barack Obama himself. The biggest, most sure victory that President Trump can give America and his supporters is a true investigation into the Obama administration. Start wherever you'd like, finish wherever you like. Give the Obama administration, or more specifically, Barack Obama, the same treatment that you have endured as president, Mr. Donald J. Trump. And only then can America really say they've had a true victory. Only when there's true justice and all the corrupt criminals that we know them by name, are finally indicted, investigated, and you know what? Maybe some of them end up in jail for the rest of their life. That's victory. That's total victory. That's complete victory. And it will ensure, because it's real corruption. I mean, all the stuff against Trump is obviously fake. The real stuff went on in the Obama years, but even beyond that. But it's fresh enough, and Obama is still as much of a media darling with them, you know, propping him up, that when or if the truth came out about everything that went on for Spygate, for the Iran deal, in Ukraine, in the Crimea, with Obama's involvement, that's total victory. And all the left can do at that point is just cry. Or they can open their eyes and see the reality. But you see, economies will come and go. Policies will come and go. Approach on the big issues will come and go. But what will stay forever is a real investigation, a real indictment, and arrests. And quite frankly, that's the only way I think you can assure that after President Trump, you'll have another, call it whatever you want, conservative, populist, whatever, you'll have another person who's true to their own cause and the cause that the people elected them to have. Trump's not perfect, but he's trying to be president. He's not being controlled, and he's not being controlling. And so that 110% needs to happen, no questions about it. It has to be done. Now, I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts of all of that when we come back on the other side of this break. But I will say this. The only silver lining in McCabe walking and the rest of these creeps walking, like Stroke and Page and them cheersing about it, is that they're the underlings that are just being used like nodes in a network to see the higher-ups, to see the bigger picture, and to go after, as they say, the big fish. The Brennans, the Clappers, the Comeys, the Obamas. And I think all of America... Because here's the thing, there is still a large group of people that just throw Trump in with the corrupt D.C. establishment, corrupt D.C. politics. Trump actually locked these people up and says, hey, I'm not part of it. Millions of people will come out and vote.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination. And now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. hopeful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Let me get into the nuts and bolts of what I was talking about in the last segment. Now, last week there were some major developments in the war against the deep state in the mission to drain the swamp. Obviously, you had McCabe walking. You had Trump intervening, at least with his bully pulpit in the Roger Stone case. You had Bill Barr give an interview to ABC in which he criticized the Trump tweets. But you also had the DOJ say they're going to be investigating the process, or the interview, if you will, of General Mike Flynn, where the FBI eventually charged him with lying. during that investigation, even though they said he didn't lie. But let's just stop it right there and now pick it up where we're at today. Revealed. FBI set up briefing with Trump, Flynn, and documented their thoughts for Crossfire Hurricane operation. So basically you have all kinds of espionage going on during the Trump campaign and then in the Trump presidency, probably still ongoing, honestly. I mean, Brennan and all these guys still have their clearance. Ciara Mala still has his clearance. I mean, folks, they're still spying on everything the president does. And think about that. They can't get anything still. But think about all the different layers of espionage that they have running against Donald Trump and then President Trump. They had the Spygate tapping his... Everything, his phone activity, internet activity, all that was being tapped and tracked and documented. Then you had them sending in FBI agents, suggesting sending them in undercover with a wire. You have them saying, we're going to form a emergency plan. We're going to do everything to stop Trump from inside these bureaucracies. Setting up Papadopoulos, setting up Stone, setting up Flynn. Putting Manafort's head on a pike. Then they're just doing briefings where they're posing as, let's say, Americans. That's basically what it is. It's the Democrats or Obama operatives posing as Americans going into Trump meetings to have a real discussion on policy so that they can document that, take that back to their people, and then figure out what they want to do in Crossfire Hurricane, which was their spy scandal, sending people in undercover with wires, tapping all the president's or Donald Trump's activity on his phone and on the internet. So we're talking about every layer of espionage possible, other than them having like Trump's nanny or something spying on them, which who knows, maybe they had that. I bet they tried it. But so it's all coming out. It's all documented. And this is why Trump must, and it's, but now we get into the gray area. Because we say Trump must do this, Trump must do this, Trump must do this. Well, really it falls under, well, it's all under Trump's purview, but it falls under action, at least diplomatically, with Attorney General Barr. And of course, what did Barr say last week? Criticizing the president for his tweets. Now, I've heard a couple different accounts of this. Some people say it's Barr throwing Trump under the bus. Other people say it's Barr saying, hey, when you tweet, the media spins things, comes after me, and it makes it harder for me to do my job. But even if that's the case, so what? Yeah, the media is corrupt. What do you think? Yeah, the left is out of control. So Trump has to silence himself because you have a bunch of piranha-like media out there? Let me ask you a question. Would you jump into a pool of piranhas that were bloodthirsty and starving? Of course not. Well, that's essentially the Democrats right now. That's their media. Starving piranhas running around nipping at Trump's heels. Nipping at anyone within 1, 2, 3 degrees of separation from Trump. Starving, piranha-like, crazed. And now here's the problem. Barr criticizes Trump's tweets, and then, oh, the Republicans jump on board like Mitch McConnell. And let's go with the angle that, oh, they just don't like the media response to these tweets. They don't like the media distraction. They don't like the media. Oh, it's the media, media. Quit being afraid of the media. That's a losing attitude. The day you care about what the media says about you is the day you lose for the rest of your life. And that's how these people treat it because that's the power they've had invested in them. That's been what they've been able to do for so long. So Trump not responding to them, Trump not bowing down to them, is why Trump became president and is kicking their ass every day. Oh, but Barr lays down. Oh, Trump's tweets. Yeah, Trump's tweets are the problem. Him tweeting out the truth. Not the media that lies all day long. Not the corrupt Stone case with the corrupt judge and the corrupt jury and the corrupt prosecution. No, not that. No, we don't hear Barr bitching about that. Instead, it's Trump's tweets, which has me a little discouraged. And now, try to analyze this. Barr's internal reviews and reinvestigations feed resentment, suspicion inside the Justice Department. Fearful of Trump's attacks, Justice Department lawyers worry Barr will leave them exposed. Exposed? Well, I would find all them right now and say, exposed for what? What have you done? More than 1,100 ex-Justice Department officials call for Barr's resignation. Now, this is obviously all contrived. The question is, who's involved? Is Barr involved? Or are they really afraid of Barr? They're really afraid of Trump. We know that. But are they really afraid of Barr? I don't know. Quite frankly, at this point, I'd say I'm almost split, but I'd say 51% of me doesn't trust Barr. And that might even go up right now. It might have just gone up to 52 or 54 or 55, because if he's going to complain about Trump tweeting but not complain about all the corruption, let me explain something. When the Department of Justice, when the Attorney General is more concerned over President Trump's tweets than all the corruption that's going on, something stinks in D.C., ladies and gentlemen. So do you trust Barr to do the right thing? Are all these Justice Department officials calling for his resignation just to try to fluff Barr up like he's a true enemy of the deep state? Or are they really afraid of Barr? And what is it they're afraid of being exposed for? Over 1,000 Justice Department officials want Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case? Excuse me? And then they're afraid that they're going to be exposed? So what does that tell you? I mean, you know how hard it is to run a rat trap when you're part of any organization? You know how hard it is? Because you don't know who to trust. You know how hard it is to smoke out a rat, ladies and gentlemen? When there's rats everywhere and they've learned how to operate in the darkness, it's tough. So either this is the easiest smoke out ever in the history of the Justice Department, or something else is afoot and they're trying to act like Bill Barr's really a threat to the deep state. I don't know. Either way, I'd immediately start investigating these officials calling for Trump's for Barr's resignation. Find out who they are.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Monday transmission. Owen Schroyer will be back in the second and third hour hosting live. And then, of course, it'll be Gerald Celente. I am working on some big projects that we'll be announcing very, very soon. So that's why I'm only hosting part of the transmission today. Okay, two things I want to hit real fast. Look at this, your TV viewer. Peter Schiff, Alex Jones has capitulated after 10 years of watching the hashtag Bitcoin bubble inflate to 10,000 per coin. He thinks now the time to urge his listeners to buy. This is how manias end. Greed overwhelms reason as people, once too sensible to buy, join the party just as it's ending. Okay, I don't own any Bitcoin, and I'm not joining the party out of greed. I had Max Keiser in here, and I agree with the technology and independent currencies so that people have freedom outside of the big globalist banks that are literally teetering on the verge of collapse and are trying to pump up liquidity everywhere, and it's extremely dangerous, but it's the world we live in. So I had him in here, and now that big institutional investors are getting involved in it, we were looking at the ones that we think will survive and will end up being successful. That's all I said, is that 10 years later, I may start testing it out and getting into a few things because I want to be independent from the system. That's all. And it's just incredible that people try to spin that in another direction when I've been nothing but nice to Mr. Schiff, who's heavily invested, you know, in communist China. I think I'll invite him on with Keiser for a debate. We're all adults. We can have a discussion. Now, separately, we're going to play an interview with Max Keiser that we taped last night. We're going to premiere it here coming up in T-minus 50 seconds. Separately, what do I believe in? Things like the immune gargle that's got the nano silver certified to take out these deadly viruses. We still have it in 3 ounce and 1 ounce. Get yours before it sells out. And back in stock, vitamin mineral fusion, super high quality fruit punch for adults, for children, amino acids, so much more. One of the best systems you're going to find out there to boost your immunity. And Ultra 12, this has all been sold out. The vitamin mineral fusion is back in stock, and so is Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 you're going to find, taken under the tongue to get maximum absorption. Tastes great, totally natural for you and your family. Ultra 12, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what I invest in, is the patented nano silver, super silver patented toothpaste that's so incredibly popular. That's the precious metals I invest in, ladies and gentlemen. Just like I said Trump would win, I invest in victory and truth and justice. Here is Max Keiser. By the way, when you see his shows on RT, BBC, Al Jazeera,
yeah,
it's so professional.
Totally.
He comes on
like
the
show
to misbehave. By the way, we were having
because it's weird. It's awesome. Keep it weird. Keep it weird, Austin.
We were having
that's the brand from Austin.
We were having a Nerf gun battle earlier.
Yeah.
But I can't. You should let me have one. So I came back in here. I have two. You have none.
No.
That's how communist China works, or an authoritarian state. I have the guns. And you don't have anything.
I have super silver toothpaste, which is as powerful as all your weaponry in fighting the battle against cavities. But super silver toothpaste. It's made with something similar to silver. And it looks really cool. And if you use it, a lot of women will stop you on the street and say, hi, I'd like to marry you. Super silver toothpaste. It's for winners.
Max Keiser is one of the smartest people I know. But when he comes on my show, he goes crazy and has a lot of fun, which is fine. We had some real moments of genius on the Sunday show. So I'm asking him, before he leaves, to just spend 5-10 minutes talking about the state of the world, meme warfare, Michael Bloomberg as Mary Poppins, and what he sees coming in the future, the challenges Trump and the American people and others face. So just a good 5-10 minute rant. Lord Keiser, it was great having you here with us.
Right. So, meme warfare. Yeah, I'll try to extemporaneously speak a little bit about this and how it relates to Mike Bloomberg. So, Mike Bloomberg is putting out a lot of these crazy memes or images or ads, and people are really wondering, what is this all about? He seems like he's trying to lose. But, in fact, in meme warfare, it's very subtle because it attacks your subconscious and unconscious mind, and it's very disruptive. And it's a way to get a lot of bang for the buck and to get your face out there in a very pervasive way. And if you go back to 2016, remember that Hillary Clinton, she was almost what took her under and what defeated her was that she couldn't really relate to the meme warfare that it was just emerging at that time. If you recall Pepe the Frog, the meme that came out of, I believe, 4chan, which is kind of a collective of meme inventors and hackers and just really the bleeding edge of images and political images and memes and everything around that. And she fell for this trap that was set for her that Pepe the Frog was somehow reflective or representative of Nazism. And so she started to talk about this, and it immediately was the response was, wow, this woman is completely out of touch. It made her look just completely unhinged to have fallen for this. Here we are in 2020, and so Michael Bloomberg, who is a media savvy guy, who's obviously extremely wealthy and has access to any resource he wants, if he sits down to a meeting to plan his campaign and somebody says, let's do meme warfare, and he'll say, what's that? And they'll explain exactly what it all means. He'll say, okay, here's $30 million. Go do some memes. So now we're seeing Michael Bloomberg dressed up as Mary Poppins floating above stage saying crazy things. And this is because it's an attack on people's subconscious and unconscious mind to get them completely unsettled, to rearrange what is familiar, and to kind of create a dynamic of, I guess you could compare it to Stockholm Syndrome, where, you know, in the Stockholm Syndrome scenario, the people who are being held hostage end up kind of forming an attachment to the person who's got them held hostage. They kind of fall in love with the warden in the prison. This is something that you see often. And this is something that Mike Bloomberg is attempting to do, take our subconscious mind and to take it to buy it, essentially, to buy his way into our mind using these weaponized means. So when you see Mike Bloomberg in a situation where it looks really disruptive and crazy, and why is he doing this? Understand that he's trying to attack your subconscious and unconscious mind to get you as unsettled as possible so that you feel helpless. And when you start to feel helpless, you look for a father figure, you look for someone who can restore order to your sense of helplessness. And, oh, here's this friendly billionaire guy who's Mike, and Mike can get it done. And so you start to gravitate, especially people who are unprepared to defend themselves against this. You start to gravitate toward this heroic father figure who's going to save you from these weaponized ugly memes that are playing havoc in your mind. So this is, I think, only going to get weirder, because I think other candidates are going to start doing this as well. So as we head into 2020, you could see the political ad landscape look completely psychotic, where it's like watching acid dropping billionaires throwing weaponized memes at each other to try to attack our unconscious mind. This is, I'd say, an echo of the 1960s when drug use in America became popularized and images in the popular culture became hallucinogenic and psychedelic. And so the music and the album covers at that time, if you remember, like Jimi Hendrix or the Beatles or the Stones, it was all Rubber Soul and all drug-induced. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, well, obviously it's LSD, if they're dropping acid. And then we went into a very serious conservative period in America with Reagan. And we had the movie Top Gun, the first one, and we became really a conservative-based kind of straightforward messaging. But now we're back to psychedelia, but it's being weaponized with the use of social media, memes, and billions of dollars behind it. So this, I think, we're really going to see, as the 2020 campaign unfolds, one of the most dangerously psychotic media environments that will do incredible damage to a lot of people, particularly younger people who are not really mature enough to understand what's going on. It could damage a whole generation to make them almost impossible to ever have any ability to think for themselves. And so, but that's what people with a lot of power who want more power, they're willing to destroy whoever gets in their way. In this case, it's going to be a whole new generation. It's going to be the political process in America, maybe even the Constitution. But if you know what's going on, maybe you can protect yourself from weaponized memes. That's it for now. Bye, y'all.
No, don't do it. I was just trying to, just because you didn't buy Bitcoin at a dollar, don't blame me. I begged you to buy Bitcoin at a dollar, and he said no. It's a conspiracy from.
There's your Bitcoin. Pirate.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.